The long battle over redistricting finally goes to trial next week in Fairbanks. The case involves proposed voter district maps that plaintiffs say are the result of politically motivated design or gerrymandering. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Two local men are suing the Alaska Redistricting Board over districts that violate state constitutional requirements for compactness and other standards. The board claims the districts were crafted to protect the Alaska Native vote as required by the Federal Voting Rights Act. Plaintiffs George Riley and Ron Dearborn live in areas of West Fairbanks, included in a massive voting district that encompasses communities all the way to the Bering Sea coast, a grouping they say disenfranchises them. Their attorney Mike Wallery says the court is tasked with assessing the legality of the voting district map crafted by the board.
With the board having the burden to prove that those configurations were in fact required by the Voting Rights Act. We, of course, disagree with that and believe that that was not the case.
Superior Court Judge Michael McConaughey has already ruled that one Fairbanks district, House District 2, in East Fairbanks, is unjustifiably non-compact. Four others, including the sprawling House District 38, are still at issue in a case that is expected to move on to the Alaska Supreme Court. The state is required to conduct a redistricting process every 10 years to reflect new census data. State Redistricting Board attorney Michael White says the latest plan uses urban voters to shore up less populous rural sectors of the state.
Unfortunately, this is the first time in the history of Alaska redistricting where that's had to happen. And that was caused by a number of factors, including the relatively slower growth rate in the rural areas and what's been commonly referred to as the outmigration, where now approximately 50% of Alaska Natives live in what by Alaska standards would be considered urban areas, Fairbanks, Anchorage, Matsu, Kenai, and Juneau.
White says Fairbanks is tapped to bump up low-population, Alaska Native-dominated rural areas for several reasons. He says Fairbanks has enough voters to make up more than five full districts, and Democratic-leaning West Fairbanks is a good match for rural Alaska.
The fact that it had this chunk of voters who would increase or potentially increase the effectiveness of the district, given their partisan persuasion, and you know where Fairbanks is geographically located, essentially surrounded by rural Alaska. Fairbanks certainly is a rural hub for Native Alaska. The board took all those things into consideration when it made its decision to take those people.
White says the board plan justifiably veers from state constitutional requirements in order to comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act. The law applies to several states, including Alaska, where protection of minority voice is an issue. Plaintiff's attorney Wallery says there's no perfect solution, but that any redistricting plan should reflect certain goals.
Trying to keep communities of interest together, try and respect Native voting rights, try and respect municipal boundaries, and try and avoid some of the partisan gerrymandering that has so characterized Alaska.
Wallery says the state has never had a plan that was not struck down by the courts for gerrymandering. He says it's becoming increasingly difficult to use redistricting to protect the Alaska Native vote as rural residents migrate to cities where they are outnumbered by other groups. The redistricting trial starts January 9th. It's expected to run 2 weeks. The Supreme Court will take up appeals following a ruling in February. The redistricting board will be charged with coming up with a new plan to accommodate court rulings. A plan has to be in place 180 days prior to the August primary. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.